Tina Wood, and you're watching Tech with Tina. I'm on location right now in San Francisco at GDC 2011. That's the Game Developers Conference. What's happening inside? I don't know. Come with me and let's take a look. It's GDC 2011. Tell me some of the things that you've seen that have impressed you so far.
What I love about GDC is that, you know, you've got the big game developers here, but you've also got the little guys. And I love, like, the Independent Games Festival to look at some of these developers that are, you know, bringing new games. And what's nice now is that these small developers really have a chance to show their stuff, get exposed to other developers, and then bring it out on a platform like Xbox Live Arcade. So, yeah, I look at, like, Dust and Elysium Tail, which I'm looking forward to coming out this year, Limbo last year. I mean, those are the games that I get really excited about at GDC, because at E3, they get drowned out.
Now, talk about the momentum behind Xbox Live and the Kinect. You know, we've been around for a long time, in times where it was really only about Sony and Nintendo, and let's talk about the big dog now. What do you think?
Well, it was interesting. Even this morning at the keynote, Nintendo President Satoru Iwata even name-checked Xbox Live about what a great job Microsoft has done. So Microsoft's even getting props from Nintendo now. Yeah, I think it's great to see the success of Xbox. You know, Kinect has really opened up the platform to a whole new audience. Yet there are a lot of great, you know, core games that have been coming out. I'm looking forward to Gears of War 3 later this year. And, you know, Xbox Live, tons of great innovation with the, you know, the services that are available there, from Netflix to Facebook to, you know, many more that I'm sure are going to be coming out, ESPN, which I love. I think we love what Xbox is right now, but I can't wait to see where it's going to go at E3.
Where do we go? What does 10 years down the line look like? I mean, we've been in the industry for a long time, and we keep thinking we're never going to do a hands-free controller. What are we going to see in 10 years, Keely?
I was talking to a scientist on my show, and he was saying that in 10 years you'll actually be able to buy contact lenses, that when you put them in, it'll actually sort of take over your eyes and literally immerse you in the game. That's why I love being in this business, why you love being in this business. It's like it's always changing. There's always something new.
All right, well, I'm not going to let you go without a little bit of a plug for your show.
Yeah, GTTV, which you can actually get on Xbox Live, download it every week, and also watch it on Spike on Thursday nights and Sunday mornings. And every week we go to different developers, show off big new games. So, you know, the Gears of War 3 beta, we're covering that right now. And we do a lot around E3 with Xbox. So we can't wait to see what's next. You probably know now that you're an insider.
All right, so I've got the famous Marty O'Donnell. We know he's the audio director and composer with Bungie, responsible for the Halo soundtrack and many others. Now, you're here at GDC 2011. What do you mainly tell developers?
I want to encourage developers, because this is the golden age of game development. I really, truly believe that. It's like, it's getting better and better all the time.
Talk about even just the difference between last year and this year composing for video games. I mean, they're constantly changing. How does that make your life?
It's very exciting, because I've been working, trying to make music work in games since 96, 97, and each year it's gotten a little bit better. It's gotten more, the tools are getting better, and the aesthetics are getting better. And this year is like the stuff that I've seen come on for games across the board. It's just been wonderful. And so I'm learning all the time from guys that I've known for a while and new people that come in that are just doing great implementation of music in games.
And there's a lot of young developers in the audience and stuff, and certainly will be in your keynote. What's your advice to them about getting into the industry with regards to audio?
You probably have a friend who wants to be a designer, and there are so many cool ways of getting into the game business now through mobile devices and downloadable and XNA and all of these things that are like almost anybody can get into. So do music for your friends, and then you'll have something to show somebody else. And I think that's a great way to get in.
It's 2011. You're only going to put your money down for one game. What's it going to be this year?
Wow, tough question. You know, the one I would say right now I'm really, really excited about, I just saw, is Batman Arkham City.
Jeff Keighley, always a pleasure.
My
Take
dear.
Care.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, I got a kiss.